Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Ek het gisteraand met Antoinette Slabbert gesels oor 'n toetsprojek wat tans by 3 munisipaliteite in die land aan die gang is. Dit is die Beyers-Naudé munisipaliteit daar by Graaf-Reinet, Namakwa by Springbok en Kamiesberg by Garies. Dr. Nkosiyenso Ramakgopa, die minister van elektrisiteit, het hierdie projek verlede jaar aangekondig en dit is daarop gemik om munisipale owerhede te help om hulle skuld aan Eskom te betaal. Nou, die skuld is groot, munisipale owerhede skuld Eskom tans so wat 95 miljard rand en daai syfer of daai bedrag is besig om skerp te styg. In Desember het die adjunkminister van elektrisiteit, Samantha Gray-Marie, 'n persverklaring uitgereik waarin sy die projek in die Dr. Beyers-Naudé munisipaliteit as 'n reuse sukses bestempel. Sy is nou op die lyn. Samantha, thank you so much for your time tonight. Just quickly take us through that project in the Beyers-Naudé municipality. What were the key objectives and what were the outcomes?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak about this groundbreaking project. So essentially, just a correction, the idea behind the project is not so much in terms of dealing with Eskom debt, but it's more about creating a mechanism where electricity can be more affordable for consumers, while also allowing municipalities to pay existing debt as well as their current accounts. So a company was contracted to come in and look at the tariff structures that Eskom was selling their bulk purchases to the municipality at. And one of the first things they discovered was that the tariff structures that were being used were prohibitive in that the municipality was buying at a certain tariff that they couldn't onsell. So before municipality had even started, they were already 20% behind in terms of what they could onsell to the end users. So that has been restructured. They then looked at the legislative frameworks, the regulatory frameworks, and looked at how within the constraints of the existing legislation and regulations, they could rework the electricity business in the Beyers-Naudé municipality to make it a profitable business for the municipality. The idea being that the profit that's garnered from that, A, would pay off debt, and B, would ultimately be able to cross-subsidize the services. One of the ways in which they're doing this is by enhancing their small-scale embedded generation in the municipality. In other words, the municipality has approached people within the municipality who live there that are consumers of electricity, who have used rooftop solar to obviously deal with the load shedding crisis, but who are now can on-sell their excess electricity back to the municipality at a hugely discounted rate. So instead of paying the 2 rand 30 or whatever that they're paying for their normal purchases from Eskom, the municipality can then buy this excess electricity at about 1 rand a unit. Where a company or an organization or an individual has put together rooftop solar or a solar plant for the purpose of the municipality is buying it from them at 1 rand 25. Mm. So they've been doing this for the last year. The next phase of this is now to bring in battery storage so that the municipality can then store electricity, use it during peak times, and then only purchase electricity at off-peak tariffs, so that they're then purchasing electricity at way below what they would be selling it for. So again, once again, they are buying cheaper and on selling slightly more expensive. And that means that the municipality is A, seeing a profit in their business, but also will be able to cushion the consumers at the end of the day against the big increases that might potentially come resulting from Eskom's application to NERSA. So that's essentially where the project is now.
So affordability and improved margins, affordability for residents and businesses in the municipality, and then obviously more money available to pay off historic debts. Let's just quickly talk about the tariffs. The statement said that the tariffs in the municipality will rise by CPI, which is the inflation rate, plus 1 percentage point. So last year the inflation rate was 4.4%. We heard that yesterday. So would residents in this municipality, the one Graaf-Reinet or the Dr. Beyers-Naudé one, pay 5.4% more for electricity next year? Because that is significantly lower than the 40% plus Eskom is looking for.
That's exactly what they're trying, their objective. So, yes. So we will, the municipality will then be applying for a CPI plus 1% increase from NERSA instead of whatever Eskom's existing or whatever Eskom gets awarded by NERSA in their application.
So how much electricity does the municipality still have to buy from Eskom? Because if it's a significant amount, I'm skeptical about such a low increase.
So at this stage, they will still be buying the same amount that they're buying. But the idea is that ultimately they'll be reducing the amount that they're buying. So what they want to be doing is paying off what they will be buying in the future. And then reducing that amount as the battery storage comes online, as more prosumers come online. So currently there are 23 prosumers online. So that includes some big business within the municipality. Some of the municipalities own small-scale embedded generation. They have utilized some large rooftops to put up their own solar panels. And then from the people that have been registered as net generators or generators for the municipality. So at this stage, they still will be buying the same amount, but ultimately what they will be doing is buying at a far lower rate because they will be buying it off-peak tariffs.
Then in Antoinette Slabbert's article, she communicated with Eskom, and regarding the repayment of historic debt, it doesn't seem that it has materialized because the municipality has only made one payment to Eskom this year. It was in July. It was around 12 million rand. And the municipality still owes Eskom around 640 million rand, which is a significant amount. So when do you foresee that this increased or these improved efficiencies will lead to actually paying Eskom, because Eskom is desperate to get that money?
No, absolutely. And so the municipality has made two subsequent payments. I had to check on that. And I'd said to Antoinette I would get back to her on that. They made a payment in December and they're making a payment now in January. They've made a payment now in January of 1 million rand each. I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's something towards that debt. Bearing in mind that a large portion of that debt falls within the Eskom debt relief program, which should ultimately be written off. And then so only about half of what they own now will ultimately have to be repaid. The balance will be written off as part of the Eskom debt relief program.
And the other pilot projects in Gurries and in Springbok, how are they progressing? Are they similarly successful?
They are not quite at the same stage as Dr. Beyers Nordia. There've been certain other issues around those, and they have a slightly different model to the one in Dr. Beyers Nordia. So we're obviously going to be monitoring those, and the idea is that we're going to now start piloting this in other municipalities so that we can start to see whether or not it will be effective. It's going to take a lot of political will. It takes a little bit of time for it to get off the ground, but certainly ultimately the objectives I do foresee the objectives being attained.
And do you believe this could be rolled out to every single municipality and metro? Because that will be a big win if the financial management of these local governments will become more efficient and pay their bills. And, you know, electricity is one of their major revenue sources.
Absolutely. I mean, it'll have to be a bespoke solution for each municipality because each of them have their own. I mean, we're busy on a roadshow at the moment, my office just in the Western Cape, visiting municipalities to discuss their challenges, their issues, etc. And what we're finding is that the municipalities that are meeting their current debt requirements, or they're meeting their current account requirements, but they really are battling. And as prices increase, they're going to start battling more and more to actually meet those. So unless we're finding bespoke solutions for each municipality to create a profitable electricity business, we're going to find more and more municipalities lapsing. So of the 71 municipalities that applied for debt relief with Eskom, 67 have already defaulted. So we'll also be in communication with Eskom to discuss ways that we can support these municipalities, because it's not in anybody's interest for them to fail, and try and find solutions that include perhaps giving them a little bit more time to meet the requirements, as well as things like allowing them to sell back electricity to Eskom, and various other proposals that we are taking to them.
Just lastly, there's a private sector participant as well, Utility Consulting Solutions. They are obviously involved. Exactly what do they do? Because they get a commission of 12% on a certain profit profits the municipalities earn. So what do they do for that money?
So the municipality went out on a tender. UCS were the people that were awarded that tender, purely because they're the only municipality, the only organisation that were prepared to do anything on risk. So there's no upfront fee to them at all. They also provide a software program that runs the entire system. So if you are selling electricity back to the municipality, you can track that throughout the day, and your revenue that you earn as a prosumer is reflected on a daily basis as opposed to sort of months later. And that then gets offset against your current account as well at the municipality. They then also design and develop the system. They do the project planning for the small-scale embedded generation. They do the project development around, you know, some of the partnerships that are happening. So they're providing a comprehensive service around the entire electricity business within the municipality.
Well, I hope it's really a success, because I think most municipalities need to get some improvement in their efficiencies. Maar Samantha, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Samantha Gray Maria. Sy is die adjunkt minister van elektrisiteit.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.